Watch, 12-year-old, officer, Good Samaritans rescue mom from submerged car. By Amy Furr on August 18, 2024. A young boy, a police officer, and a Good Samaritan helped save the boy's mother during an emergency in West Orange, Texas, on July 24. The woman experienced a seizure while she was driving and her car dove into a pond, ABC 7 reported on Wednesday. As Jonquetta Winbush was in desperate need of help, her daughter Bree Asia, 16, and her son, Dwight, 12, escaped from the car and took action. The young boy flagged down a police officer and desperately told him his mother was having a seizure and was trapped in the water. Video footage shows Dwight pointing officers to the submerged vehicle. "She's having a seizure. She's stuck. She's in the water. Help her," he told the officer. Officer Charles Cobb and several other people rushed to the scene on Highway 87. Cobb eventually grabbed a window punch to break into the vehicle and pull the victim out. When a Good Samaritan named Epifanio Mungia realized what was happening, he also went into rescue mode, according to Fox News. "I saw a vehicle in the water, and I thought, I didn't really think it happened at that moment. I thought a wrecker was going to come and get the car out. And then I saw an officer running to the water, and I realized it had just happened," he said. "So I started praying, 'Lord, give me strength, make me fast, make me strong, give me wisdom.' And so I pulled over, and I ran in the water and immediately started trying to crack that window in the back," he added. Moonjun, another person, identified as Corey Bull, assisted the officer in getting Jonquetta out of the car into safety. Officer Cobb performed CPR on the mother until emergency crews arrived to take her to the hospital. For the ABC 7 report, "She is now breathing on her own and getting stronger every day." When speaking of the rescuers, Winbush's sister, Bevnisha Holman, said, "My sister and my niece and nephew, they all needed you. Y'all stepped in. Y'all didn't hesitate." As of Sunday afternoon, a GoFundMe created to help in Winbush's recovery has raised $2,322 of its $20,000 goal.